How clean are your hands?
Clean. I just washed them. Why? Did I just touch something I wasn't supposed to touch?
Maybe you will.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the intro. Usually I talk over it, but I don't have a whole ton to say here.
He just asked me if my hands were clean.
Uneven My Mom Has a Podcast. Hi, I'm the Grand Inquisitor Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
I might have used that one before. Do you remember?
I don't think so.
It's a Disney Star Wars thing. Disney Star Wars ruins you. So there's
so
this
root.
There's this show called Squid Game, and they got this Korean guy from the Squid Game to be in Disney Star Wars, and it aged him like 15 years, because now they're doing the second season of Squid Game, and the guy just looks... like he could be his own grandpa or something.
Maybe he has a hard lifestyle.
Disney Star Wars ages you like being the president, which we might be getting a new president soon.
Oh, for sure we're going to get a new president.
Well, we don't know.
One way or the other.
I mean, could be. So how was your week? How was I said, how was your week? I didn't say keep talking about
it. My week was good. We had Halloween last night. That was fun.
Okay, so how fun was it?
It was fun. All the
kids. Did you dress
kids.
Up?
No, I
did
didn't.
Did you prevent me from dressing up?
Yes, because it was inappropriate.
What was inappropriate about it?
White face.
Okay, first of all, I was going to be... I have a basketball jersey of a player that got traded from the Oklahoma City Thunder, and he's on a white guy from Australia. So and I could have put white ghost face on and been a traded Thunder player.
Well, you could be a traded Thunder player with your face. You're white, boy.
But I wouldn't be a ghost. In a way. So
they
what
put a ghost
so
face
what
on.
Popular what costumes did you see that you liked? Whatever. Well, I saw mostly homemade stuff.
Princess and looks like a Mickey Minnie Mouse, and one dad was a hot dog on a bun.
I saw one girl was a taco or a burrito.
Cute.
I couldn't really tell. So food was definitely a theme.
Yeah.
There was a lot of princesses. I saw a Spider-Man.
Cool.
I saw an Incredible Hulk. It was a girl who painted herself up green and
neat.
Had like Hulk arm stuff going. There's always seems to be a Hulk and a Spider-Man. Usually there's more Spider-Man. There were no Jedi. No Star Wars stuff. I didn't see any Fortnite kids.
Did you have any old kids? I mean, I saw little kids, but I was cooking dinner.
When you get closer to 8 o'clock, that's when the adults dress up as the kids and act like they may want some candy. And I mean, you don't need them throwing rocks at the place. So I figured why not? Whatever. First of all, we didn't have the full-size candy bars you bragged about.
But
no.
We just had a whole handful of candy.
But there were kids that were into them Sour Patch Kids.
I know, kids. We let them pick what they wanted, and they were
so
liking those.
Most of these kids, when I entered the door, had their hands up and were ready to grab stuff. They weren't saying trick-or-treat. It's a very simple exchange. Trick-or-treat. Oh, hey, what are you, a taco? Okay, here's some candy. Thank you. You know, happy Halloween. And then they're on their way. They fall down the stairs. They land in the rocks. Their parents say they're going to sue. But that didn't happen.
Well, but I heard lots of thank yous. And I like that. That makes me happy.
All right. How about I've got something to show you.
Okay.
Okay. So I want you to be on your best behavior here. Okay.
Okay. I'll try.
You're going to try? So this is a movie I got on Monday.
Wow, fancy.
Kind of describe what you're looking at there.
It says Marquee Plus Archives.
Okay, it's pronounced Macross Plus.
Macross Plus.
Now, hold on now before I tell you
is
this.
Is that why you asked my hands were clean?
Yes. Okay, so you can open that up. Now, the first cover here, this is a big book thing. Watch out for that's where I've got one of those discs in the Xbox right now.
Movie edition. What's that about?
So it's a four-part anime thing, and they have a movie edition. And the lead character is voiced by Bryan Cranston. It's from 1994. I've been wanting
fancy.
To see that for like 20... Open it up further. Ow. There's like... It's like an art book thing.
I know. I saw it. There's drawings and all the art from the movie, which is awesome.
Okay. So I've been wanting to see that for about 25 years.
Neat.
And it hadn't been available in America, and they just put that out on Crunchyroll Store. I think that's the only place you can buy it. So if that's the case, I'll leave a link. You may not be able to get some... The physical media stuff is super hard to come by.
Wow.
People are getting really upset about things like... That Wolverine, Deadpool and Wolverine, they just punch a file out that they showed in the movie theater and put it on a disc and say, special edition, $70. And people are like, I'm returning it. I can't support that because a lot of those 4K stuff, there's a restoration process to it. And then and it's a movie they like from 40 years ago or something. And so people went out of their way to dress it up for the 4K disc. And instead, Disney, who has Sony making their stuff, boom, lots of money for that. Well, in this case, this is a Blu-ray that you could watch if your husband hooked up your Blu-ray player.
Well, he's going to, I'm sure.
He said he wasn't, so.
Well, he will if there's a reason.
Anyways, it's like Top Gun, but with anime people. It's like Top Gun, and, well, the second episode was kind of like the Top Gun guys are kind of fighting over a pop star, sort of, to think about like that.
So are there two stories, or are there...
Well, it's like one story. It takes place... Okay, in the American... In the mid-80s, there was an American cartoon called Robotech. And it was like a chopped-up version of this thing they called Super Dimension Fortress Macross, okay? In Japan.
Okay.
But years later, they called it Robotech in like 85 in America, okay? And it's set with that sort of stuff.
One.
It's set with that stuff, but it's more like you don't have to have seen the other stuff first.
Okay.
It's like Top Gun. So I'm going to watch the four-part OVA version. That's like the TV movie thing that's longer. And then we can together watch the movie version, which would be the chopped up version of those four episodes. It might look a little bit different. Shouldn't be too confusing.
How long is it?
Well, the movie version's only about 2 hours.
Okay.
But the version I'm watching is like 45 minutes a piece.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
Yeah, so that's a thing that happened.
Then we'll talk about it, right?
I had heard about that in the back of, like, comic book and video game magazines since the late 90s, and you couldn't get that in the U.S., period.
Well, you got it now.
They actually showed it in the movie theaters, like, a couple years ago, but I didn't realize it until it was too late or something. They just were very picky about when they show this stuff off. So in Japan, they're very exclusive about letting Americans see things, so... That's a little something you learned right there.
That's neat.
How would you like to get into the news?
Okay. Got some news?
A little bit. So, obviously we had Halloween last night, right?
Yeah, and we voted. Your father and I went and voted yesterday.
All right.
That was an experience.
So now I have to go vote twice to counter that.
Yeah,
oh,
no, just our votes will beat out your vote.
Oh, is that what you think?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll see about that, because they let smart people like me vote twice.
No, they don't.
You know, it's like Donald Trump said, vote early, vote often. You know,
vote early, vote often.
So Miami
vote
Heat
by
gave,
January 6th or something like that, too, he said.
Miami Heat gave Dwayne Wade a statue. Have you seen the statue?
Oh, I heard it's not good.
It's particularly bad. There's the face.
That's Dwayne Wade. Yeah, right.
You know what Dwayne Wade looks like?
Yes.
Well, he don't look like that. It looks
no,
like,
he doesn't.
That looks like Mr. Clean and Lawrence Fishburne right there. And there
oh,
he is pretending
gosh.
To enjoy that. Now,
is it the beard that messed him up? Or
no.
What
they,
was the problem?
They took a shot of him going like, this is my house. And that's what the quote says below the on the base.
Oh, this is not my face.
There has been a rash of bad sports statues
I know,
for some time.
Yeah, I remember that Lucille Ball one.
So there's arrogant soccer player looked really goofy with his statue. They did a goof practical joke thing on Beckham, the Spice Girls husband, and they gave him a goofy statue. But I would say it was in line with how bad the statues currently are, so I would have thought it was real, too.
Oh, gosh. What did he do? What was his reaction? Oh, thanks.
He seems like a really cool guy.
Yeah, I like him.
He waited a long time to visit the Queen's burial thing in line with all the regular folk and all that stuff.
He's a cool guy.
I actually had some kind of weird Adidas discount thing where I could get, like, a jersey of his at cheap from Adidas, and I thought, well, that I don't really like watch soccer, but they got this Beckham guy, and he seems cool, but... They have sponsors all over. You don't have the team name written on this Manchester United shirt.
Yeah, they have lots of
Instead,
sponsors.
It says, like, the chip that goes in your smartphone. And I'm like, why? So it looks like, does he play for the Snapdragon? Like, what is this? It's too much sponsorship on their stuff. So, the sports statues are bad. I think that we don't have the capability to make good statues anymore, so we should stop.
We need to get somebody needs to find some artists.
I think the sports statue stuff all started with Michael Jordan. He retired and they gave him a statue in 94, and he was like, you know what, I'm gonna come back anyway. So the statue still has like 1984 and stuff written on it.
His first retirement.
So it's actually a really cool statue. There are some good ones. I think Kobe Bryant's got a good one. Dirk Nowitzki has a cool one.
They need to only use the good artists.
This bad statue of Dwayne Wade actually has me looking forward to LeBron James getting a statue. That's some sort of excited
about
that.
You should volunteer to do it.
So, well, speaking of that, LeBron James' son Bronny scored his first basket in the the NBA.
Oh, good.
I was about to say WNBA. He could take over WNBA, but yeah, it's really bad. They're calling. So I was saying we should call him the Make a Wish Kid, but they're calling him the Make a Swish Kid.
Well, he made a swish.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be out there. He scores one basket in like five games. He's not a prospect. He's not like a role player. Your dad wants you on the team, fine. And that's pretty much what it is.
Well, if they want his dad on the team, they have to have him.
So SportsCenter had like a big tweet about it, and he's really the only rookie in the NBA anybody's talking about, but he hardly plays.
He's getting a lot of press.
I feel really bad for him because I don't think he really wants to be there. It's more like his dad's pressuring
him
to do things. Yeah. We know it's Halloween, right?
It was yesterday.
Yeah. Who dresses up big time for Halloween?
Heidi Klum.
Yes. So here's her
costume.
What
is she this year? I didn't see it.
That's her on the right and her husband's on the left. Dual giant ETs.
Oh, how awesome.
So let's see if we can get a better picture of that. Yeah. I saw her reveal that on Twitter and...
She got her husband dressing up too. Man, that's a major commitment.
So their faces are in the neck.
Oh, wow.
They can see in the neck.
Yeah, I can see. Oh, my.
Now, I'm thinking that the Zoomers and the... I'm coining this, okay? I'm putting this out there. A-holes. They call it Generation Alpha. I'm saying the slang for that is a-holes.
And what generation is that?
They're like the born in 2020 or something.
So they're
like
How old are they now?
Well, no,
they're four.
They're not that old. Okay, they're old enough to be a-holes, okay? They're like born in like 97 or something.
Okay, like they're in their teens and young 20s?
I think they have no idea what that is.
Well, I think they know what E.T. is.
You think they know what E.T. is?
They probably watched E.T. maybe.
Why?
Reruns.
There isn't an E.T. cartoon. There isn't an E.T. cinematic universe they have to keep
track
of.
We have a few about that age in our family. So Christmas asked some of these 14,
A-holes.
15, 18 year olds if they know
Zoomer,
who E.T.
I think Zoomers and A-holes probably think that those are worms.
Well, ask them. Show them that picture.
She was already a worm, actually, and it didn't look too different than that.
I think they
know. She was an earthworm like a year or two ago. Seriously.
I think they know who E.T. is.
There's no way they know who E.T. is. If you know who E.T. is, let us know in the, I don't know, comment review or something. If you're listening to this, you probably have an idea who E.T. is, even though this isn't an E.T. podcast.
So we call them A-listers?
No, I am not calling them that. In other craziness, Netflix has a new, I don't know if it's a show or a movie. You know, all their stuff's garbage, right?
We watch Netflix a lot.
This is actually some girl, she's like in high school, but she travels back in time to 2003. And this is what they showed in their like sequence here. And does this look like 2003 to you?
No.
Wait till you see what happens
maybe,
in a second. Wait, keep it. Hold on. Wait till you. Oh, they're wearing those belts with the short shirts. Hold on now. We're about to get really 2003. Oh, they got Uggs. Hold on. Watch. Wait till you see the girl with the CD player. Oh, she's got an iPod. Oh, look at that CD player. You see anything weird about that CD player?
Who carried their CD player around with them like it was a phone?
Who holds their CD player like it's
a phone.
Phone?
I know. That was weird.
It's like she's playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City on her CD player.
They stuck it in there to make it.
So whoever the idiot is that made this thought, oh, that's probably how... Just hand her a CD player. She'll figure it out. You know, I don't remember how CD players work either. No one was using both their thumbs on a CD player.
Yeah.
That was not a thing. I didn't see an iPod until I was in college. Nobody could afford an iPod, and no one's walking around with an iPod. You couldn't wear a hat in school. No one had Uggs. That's more of a 2004 thing.
What about the roller skates in your shoes?
People are saying that caught on later. I don't recall seeing it.
I remember if we had to get onto kids at the library with those on.
I think that might have been like a 2004 or 5 thing. People are saying this seems more like maybe 06 to 08 sort of stuff.
Well, they got clothes.
The kids were not nearly as in shape and stuff. I didn't see any like really jacked kids over there or anything. Like kids were in shape back then more than they are now. It was just a horror show. So if you want to have a song that's 2003, I've got the 2003 song for you. Okay,
what is that? Getting hot in here.
Yeah, this is 2003.
Yeah.
You want to sing along?
It's getting hot in here.
Well, I mean, we're kind of not really on that part yet. You know what this guy's name is?
No.
You might say it after you say, oh.
Oh, my?
Nelly.
Oh, Nelly. I don't say Nelly often.
So you know the song?
I do.
This is actually the song all the old ladies like to dance to on like TikTok for attention or whatever. It seems
one
like
of the
there's
ladies
always
I
old
worked
people
with told me about it.
There's always old people play this at a dance or there's a Christmas party. Old people have to request this.
People like it.
All right, so here we're going to get to the part you can sing with. Okay.
It's right up there with "I like big butts and I cannot lie" about the same time.
No, that's more like 1992, I think. You are going to sing along. You're not singing. Okay.
I sing.
Yeah, so you didn't really sing there, did you?
I said I'm going to take my clothes off.
Okay, so that was crazy enough. Now, also, your gal, Kamala, she's got a special guest talking
tonight. She is
my
gal.
She's going to have Cardi B at her rally.
Good.
Her rallies seem to be a free concert. I feel like that's part
of
the appeal
not?
To going to her rallies. That seems
Trump
to be the draw there.
Trump can't get anybody to come that anybody wants to hear.
So she's got Cardi B. What does Cardi B say? What does she sound like?
I have no idea, but I'm glad
it's not
going to
be. It's not going to be clear, concise English. He's going to say, y'all okay here? Her occur? No, she says occur. She doesn't say okay.
With
she
her?
Says occur.
Occur.
That's her,
her
thing right there.
Are y'all okay with her?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not expecting a whole lot out of that, to be real with you. But that's the... I don't know if that's her last big rally, but we have the voting deadlines Tuesday, but we'll probably have votes throughout the year, right? Yeah. That's the
we
way
we... had to wait 2 hours in our small town, I guess a medium-sized town. And there were other places in town to vote. It wasn't like the only place to vote.
But
early.
Some states are letting you vote 3 days late.
No, they're not.
No, they? Yes, they are.
Well, because there's some
I think
law.
They'll allow them in the mail that late or maybe even have a place open. I don't know.
I don't know, but anyway.
Got to have some time to get the outcome
done.
Right.
That's right.
Right? Like, we got to keep voting until we get the result we want. Right? Is that
no.
how it goes?
Nope.
Okay, so that was the news. Now I've got a game for you.
Okay.
Okay, and we got a little bit of assistance on the game, okay? This is a game we call... I asked Grok2, that is Twitter / now X, right? They have an AI. And I said, give me some celebrities, 5 celebrities with that fit these parameters in a list, okay?
Cool.
Okay, so...
AI is awesome.
These are some musicians, all right? And
okay.
we're gonna go through this. You know the rules.
I do. Let me get my pad of paper so I can keep score.
All right, so first up we have Kurt Cobain. Is Kurt Cobain dead or alive?
He's dead.
These are musicians, and Kurt Cobain is... Shotgun
right
in the
mom.
Chest. Yep. See, I've been contending that what they should do, they should have a 90s cafe. They always have like a Elvis Presley statue. Like, we got this place, Spangles.
Oh,
right?
you need to start a 90s
They
cafe.
Should have a 90s cafe with Kurt Cobain like on the floor of bleeding from the
oh,
chest
no.
and a shotgun
That's
next
awful.
To
it. Hey, but you know what? I was telling your dad, I was reading about, I like to read weird things on the internet. This was a Denver magazine. I was reading it, and they're in Boulder. They've got this new bar, and it's called the Garage Sale Bar.
Garage Sale Bar.
And it's decorated. Well, it's a real place. Like, you can go buy stuff that you'd buy at a garage sale, vintage things. They said anything 15 years and older, and you get a free shot if you buy $100 worth of stuff in there.
Not the worst way to get rid of your garbage.
I think it's kind of fun. And then there's a place to hang out, and people look at all the stuff and gives you
Where
something to talk
this?
About in Boulder, Colorado. Which
you
is...
going to go there and then bring stuff back?
No.
You got a little squirt to
I
bring
I think
with
it's
you?
A good idea, though. I think we should have more of those around. You could have stand-up in there.
You got to buy some stuff, and then we'll tell you a joke.
Yeah.
Right? Ian Curtis of Joy Division. We played some Joy Division music on here. Do you remember?
No.
Okay. Well, we did. Is Ian Curtis dead or alive?
He's alive.
Ian Curtis is...
Oh, I was wrong.
Hung himself. Yep. Are you in 1980?
What parameter did you put suicide in?
Maybe or maybe not.
Oh, come on, Mont Vaughn.
Okay, Jeff Buckley. This is a generated list from the AI, and it gets a little weird
here.
Well,
you asked a weird one.
Okay, Jeff Buckley, dead or alive?
He's dead, obviously, if that's what you put, the parameter you put in.
Okay, so this guy's dead too, but here's the thing. It says, although officially ruled an accidental drowning, there have been speculations about Jeff Buckley's state of mind and the circumstances of his death on May 29th, 1997. Given the nature of your request, I've included him, acknowledging the ongoing debate.
Who's Jeff Buckley?
A singer.
Okay.
Okay. Mark Sandman.
Oh, I have a guess. Since you've had some parameters, he's no longer with us either.
Mark Sandman is... Now, this one's the funniest, because I'm going to read the description
for
you.
This is not funny.
It says, deceased, while Mark Sandman of Morphine died from a heart attack on stage, there's no indication he took his own life, so he's not actually fitting for this list. Then why did you put him on the list if he's not fitting for the list?
That's weird.
This is a bad. This is a rogue AI. That, well, Elon Musk has.
This might be, he might be, have been on drugs, and sometimes drugs.
This AI,
he's going
to be like, I'm not supposed to crash your Tesla if I identify a burglar in the car, but I decided to, you know, because yeah. It'd stop him from burglarizing other people, right?
It'd be nice to throw in a curveball.
Okay, last up, Robin Williams.
Oh, I don't think he committed suicide, did he? I hope he didn't, but I think he did. He's no longer
Robin Williams is.
Did he commit suicide?
Yeah, I think he hung himself.
Oh, well, that's a for sure suicide.
I think he hung himself. I'm pretty sure that's what he did. But it was a suicide thing. So here's the thing. It says here, deceased by suicide. Although primarily known as an actor and comedian, Robin Williams was also a musician. He died of suicide August 11th, 2014.
I never heard him sing.
I was thinking, what makes him a musician? They had him sing a song at the Oscars from the South Park movie soundtrack, Blame Canada.
I do not remember.
They sang that at the Oscars back in like 2000. You don't remember that?
No.
I don't think he actually sang the song in the movie, but they had him sing it, you know, for the live performance on the Oscars. Huh. So does that make him a musician?
I have no idea, but I don't think that fits. I think he's a comic.
Do you think comedian. He might have actually had like a song music album and then done some acting?
I don't think so. I don't think he wasn't in a band, as far as I know. Maybe when he was a kid.
Well, that was.
I got a quote for you.
Okay, let me tell you about the rest of this list. This is what Grok wrote. It said, this list focuses on musicians whose deaths were confirmed suicides, with the exception of Mark Sandman, who was included mistakenly due to the initial request, but corrected here for accuracy. What?
Whoops.
So the AI is just allowed to mess stuff up?
And say, whoops.
With one exception. I just kind of like to throw that curveball in there just to surprise you.
See if you're awake. Okay, here we go. We try and do our part. We buy different colored garbage bags. I just feel weird buying garbage bags because you buy your garbage bags. They put them in the grocery bag. You bring your groceries home. You take the garbage bags out of the garbage bag, and then you put the grocery bag in the garbage bag. And am I being punked?
Why do they buy different colored grocery bags? Is that more of a recycle? One's a recycle.
Yeah, some communities are like that. Like red ones.
You sound like Jim Gaffigan as you say that.
It was him.
Okay, so I'm getting pretty good at this, sort of.
I just kind of pictured him going good.
Like,
am I getting punked?
Am I getting punked? Yeah. Like something like that. So yeah.
That was good. You got that one good. Well, bye bye now. Remember to vote.
All right, are you making dinner now or what?
Yeah. Lasagna.